Hello and welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Side League. Use the promo code REDROCK, get yourself a free deposit bonus, and also get a chance to win some money throughout the playoffs. My name is Josh Lloyd, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @RedRock_BBall, on Facebook at facebook.com/RedRockBasketball, and as always, the email address, which is RedRockFantasyBasketball@gmail.com. Before I get into talking about the playoffs, just letting you guys know that I was doing the top 50 countdown of my rankings for head-to-head leagues. That's finished now. Announced the number one player in the morning here. Steph Curry was the number one player, James Harden at 2, Chris Paul at 3, and Anthony Davis at 4. And remember, it's for total value over the season, not per game. So that's why Chris Paul got ahead of Anthony Davis, but Steph Curry the clear number one. I'm sure it's something he really treasures next to his MVP award. Probably a little bit higher than the MVP award, but They're both good awards to win. Now let's talk playoffs. Two games on Friday. One a good game, one not so good. Let's start with the first game, though, the good game. Cleveland and Chicago. A crazy game, really. It was back and forward. We all know what happened by now. Derrick Rose with a banked-in three-pointer. There's a couple of things I'm sick of. It's mainly through Twitter or comments and stuff like that. Two things I'm sick of. People saying, yeah, I know it's tongue-in-cheek, but it just shits me anyway. And people are saying, oh, he didn't call glass, so it doesn't count. Oh, did he call it? Not good enough. It's dumb. You hear the joke a million times. I'm sick of reading that. The other thing I'm sick of, and this is specific to Twitter, is people putting threes in people's name whenever they hit a three. Like, you know, Mike Dunn 3V, or anyone, just putting a three in their name. I'm overseeing it. I don't know why. It's just something that's, I think I've seen it just way too many times. You'll see it tomorrow when Bradley Beal hits a three in the Wizards game. You'll see Beal with the E's turn into three all over the place on Twitter. And I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but it's just something that I see and I go, yeah, I think we probably need to be done with those things by now. They're played out. Anyway, back to this first game. It was great. Rose with the game winner, a three. Didn't show a huge amount of emotion, I'd say it's fair to say, but it's massive for the Bulls. So we've all seen that stat that's been bandied around, that 76% of teams that win a game three when the series is tied 1-1 go on to win the series. So that's huge for the Bulls, also huge for the Clippers as well. Now, let's look back at what happened for the Bulls. I think the biggest thing to come out of was Nikola Mirotic playing 22 minutes, considering he'd only played 9 minutes combined in the first two games. 22 minutes for Mirotic. 12 points and 8 rebounds, 2 steals. We're probably going to see more of Mirotic in Game 4 because we don't know the status of Pau Gasol, who had to sit out the remainder of the end of this game with a sore hamstring. It's not torn. It's nothing too severe. But he said it could hold him out of Game 4, so we may have no Gasol for Game 4. That means we're going to get a lot of Mirotic, more Noah, and more Gibson. Now, Gibson was huge in this game as well. Noah only played 22 minutes. Same as Mirotic. We're going to see a lot more Mirotic. Now, Mirotic was priced at just $2,000. So the 24.6 points that he got in this game, absolutely massive if you happen to play him at $2,000. There were a number of other guys who were relatively cheap who definitely exceeded their value. I mentioned it yesterday. Matthew Dellavedova at $2,500. He had a good night. He put up 17.4 FanDuel points, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Definitely was now, he played a bigger role probably because Kyrie Irving was ailing. Even with J.R. Smith back, Irving was struggling. He had that issue with his ankle. He didn't look right. He really, really struggled, Kyrie Irving, due to that injury. Doesn't look like he's gonna miss any time, but just 11 points, 4 rebounds, 0 assists. Not a great night for Irving, but it allowed Dellavedova, who actually probably outplayed Irving on the night, to get some great value at $2,500. Mike Dunleavy, he's been fantastic value the last three games. He's someone I think we've got to keep looking to use, especially with Gasol out. I think we're going to see a bit more Dunleavy. He was priced at only $4,300. He dropped 30 points, and he didn't do it. It wasn't a massive night for him. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. And when you're talking about a guy who's priced at that low price point, he doesn't have to do much to really give you significant value, and that's what he did. Tristan Thompson proved again that he is the best big man option in terms of daily fantasy anyway. $5,300 for him, and he gave you 33 points. He was a monster on the board. 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, 10 points. A big night for Tristan Thompson. He really kept Cleveland in the game with his aggressive rebound. He was super aggressive on both ends of the glass. James Jones, another guy priced at $2,000 that exceeded expectations. 12.4 points for him, 8 points, 2 rebounds, couple of threes. A good night there. Derrick Rose, $8,100. He proved to be a very sound investment, almost getting 50 points. 30 points, 30 actual points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Not a great night overall for him. His shooting was not off. His shooting was off a little bit, but when you're still accumulating 30 points, it's fantastic for daily fantasy value, and he was only priced at that $8,000 mark, so a good night for him. Jimmy Butler was still solid at $8,900. He was great. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 steals, and a block. A good night for Butler. And Taj Gibson, 9-9 with a block off the bench, he was key for the Bulls. As I said, he's going to have to play a bigger role with Pau Gasol potentially missing. Now, LeBron still put up 54.6 points, but when you're spending $11,000 on him, or $11,000 plus, 54, it's passable. It's what you need him to do. It's not going to win you any big cash tournaments when he gets you 54 points. You need to get him to give you a 60 or a 65. 27, 8, and 14. 14 assists were key. He had 7 assists in about the first 8 minutes, it felt like. He also had 7 turnovers, which is not ideal. A steal and a block. Overall, a pretty good night for LeBron. Missed that key layup at the end, but still, for daily fantasy, not a bad performance. Joakim Noah struggled. I mentioned Pau Gasol. He struggled in terms of his price at $8,700. Just 6-4-4 with 3 blocks. Not a good night for him, but again, he was reduced to 22 minutes. Now, J.R. Smith returned. He played off the bench at $5,000. Didn't do much. 17.9 points. 14-2-1. He did hit that big three at the end again to tie the game up. I think we're going to see a bigger game from J.R. Smith in Game 4. Iman Shumpert got the start. Definitely wasn't anywhere near as good as Game 3. He wasn't someone that I was really keen on playing with the return of J.R. Smith, even though he got 37 minutes, 8-1-1 with a steal and a block. Not an overall great night for him. And I mentioned that Kyrie really struggled for Cleveland with those just 11 points and 19.8 total daily fantasy points. The second game, the Clippers just destroyed the Rockets, destroyed on the back of Austin Rivers. Now, that's not a normal sentence to say. It happened. Rivers, I said that Rivers was someone you wanted to smash if Chris Paul didn't play. Hopefully, you saw the news of Chris Paul playing 20, like he's going to be limited to 20 minutes and thought, you know what, maybe I'll give Austin Rivers a bash, because if you did, it would have gone a huge way to winning you some big money. 25 points for Rivers, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block in 23 minutes. He's playing a lot better in these playoffs. 2 big games in the last 3, definitely putting up some big, big performances. And at least he's giving them a guard that they can partially rely upon at this point. Now, he can still be horrible, but at that low salary, he's definitely someone that we need to consider if Paul happens to miss time. Now, if Paul's going to be back to 30 minutes next game, it's going to be hard to recommend Austin Rivers, but he was very, very important for them here. JJ Redick had his best performance. He got 35.7 daily fantasy points for only $5,000, 31 points. He was red hot shooting. Didn't do anything else. 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 1 steal. It doesn't mean that I'm going to go out and want to use him in the next game, because it was a lot of hot shooting. Jason Terry at only $3,000 gave us great value. 13 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 2 steals. A big night for him. Played the 32 minutes. And I say it's a big night. It's a big night for daily fantasy users of Jason Terry. Not a great night in total. Jamal Crawford had his night was enhanced by the fact that he got 6 steals. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists is okay. And at $5,100, that's a nice night for him. But I'm probably going to be laying off him moving forward. We sort of had a Spencer Hall sighting. He played 11 minutes. It was a blowout, remember that, so don't read anything into that. For the Rockets, James Harden, Dwight Howard, okay nights, nothing too spectacular. Dwight at 9,000 got you 14 and 14 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. It's passable, it's not great. And James Harden at 10,000 got us 42 points, 25, 3 and 11 with a block. Again, it's nothing too special. Terrence Jones, even at 4,000, he can't seem to get it done throughout these playoffs. Josh Smith at 6,200, he really struggled too. Just 13 minutes for Smith, 7-9, and those guys are really hard. You can't rely upon them in cash games, and obviously if you played them in a tournament, neither one of them would have given you a great result. Any other Clippers guys that bear mentioning? Yeah, probably let's talk Blake Griffin. 11,300, definitely didn't live up to it tonight. 22 and 14 is okay. 4 assists is okay. 7 turnovers is not. He only gave you 37.8 points. You need him to go big at 11,300. Like LeBron, you needed him to drop a 60-pointer or at least a 55-pointer for you to have any real hope. But when you're spending that much money, he didn't really get the job done. And Chris Paul only played the 23 minutes, and there was no way you should have been using him at his 9,800, giving you 12, 3, and 7, and 2 steals. That's still really impressive numbers. He did not look right at all. He looked very, very gimpy out there. You'd think leading up to game 4 would do him good, and then maybe we'll consider him, but I don't think I'll really even consider him for game 4. Trevor Ariza struggled, 10-2-1. For his 6,200, not a good night for him. And DeAndre Jordan's only 6 points, but 15 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, no blocks, which is a little bit disappointing. And again, he didn't live up to his salary. And he's been somewhat of a disappointment daily fantasy-wise throughout these playoffs. Hasn't really been living up to his salary often enough. But there were definitely some big performances from a number of guys that would have been able to get you into the money in a number of situations. So hopefully you got those ones right. The Nikola Mirotic one was hard to predict. As I said, he barely played at all. So to predict him at $2,000, but if you chucked a flyer on him in a tournament, you would have been laughing. But Austin Rivers is one we definitely could have got behind. Let's now head across to talk about the games for Saturday. Atlanta and Washington, we don't know if John Wall is going to play. I'd be extremely surprised if he did. It's something we have to look at. Now, Ramon Sessions, he got the start in the last game. He was great. He was priced at 3,800. He got you 30 points with 21 points, 3 threes, 3 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal. That's a great performance from him. The thing is that now, for tomorrow's games, Ramon Sessions' price has gone up to 5,500. It's a big jump, and it makes it really hard to have a go at him. Look, if you're still priced at 4,500, you go, yeah. But is he going to go out there and score 21 again? Probably not. You'd need, at 5,500, you need him to drop 30 fantasy points. Is he going to be able to do that? That's probably a tough call. Otto Porter is priced at 4,300 still. You should be smashing him pretty much every time. He's averaging 27.4 points. If he gives you that average, that's tremendous value. It's more than that 5 points per $1,000 ratio that I like to look at if he just gets the average. He's been fantastic. Bradley Beal at 7,400, averaging 37 points. I like him a lot. And Paul Pierce just at 4,600. He provides pretty good value, I think. Again, if he just gives you his average, which is 21 points, at 4,600, you're pretty happy with that sort of return. Kent Bazemore, again, we had it in game two at $2,000. He's worth looking at because he only needs to give you 10 points. He had 12 points in the last one. He's someone you can look at in a tournament sort of setting. Pera Antic at 2,400 is also partially worth considering. If I'm going to go real cheap, I prefer Bazemore over Antic, but there is some value there. Damari Carroll, 6,700. Does he score 20 points again for 7 in a row? Surely not. Surely he can't do it again. I'm sure he will, just because I've said this. He's been the Hawks' best player throughout the playoffs. At 6,700, you're more than welcome to give him a go at that sort of price tag. I think that he's a solid guy. And so is Jeff Teague at 6,900. That's not very much for Jeff Teague. He hasn't been sparkling at all, but he can provide value at a greater level than that 6,900. Marcin Gortat at 7,300. He's been a little bit quiet lately, so I don't know how thrilled I am with that. Al Horford at 8,000. Paul Millsap at 9,100. I think both of those guys might struggle to return that value. If I'm looking at one of them, I'd probably look at Horford at 8,000, but his price has risen. Millsap at over 9,000. It feels a little bit high. He's only averaging 41 points. He needs to give you, 45 to 50 to really return sort of value there. Nene, he's just been a complete train wreck in terms of daily fantasy value, so we're not going to be really targeting him in this game. The second game, Golden State heading to Memphis. They're going to want to atone for that game to loss. The Warriors, they don't like losing. They don't like losing at home. Let's see how they come out. The Warriors are favored by 4.5. The total is 196. Draymond Green at 7,900. He wasn't good in game two. He's going to want to look, be better, basically. At 7,900, that's good value for him. Marc Gasol at 8,700. I think that's also good value for him. Both guys are averaging around 39 to 40 points each. They can both exceed that, I'd say, pretty comfortably here. So I like that. A cheap option, Leandro Barbosa, minimum salary, 2,000. He's averaging 10 points throughout the playoffs, 10 fantasy points. That's, remember, at $2,000, that's all you really need. Just if he gives you 10 or if he gives you 15, it's a massive bargain. And he does have the ability to go out there and give you 15 or 20 and really drive home your lineup. So consider him. Vince Carter at 2,300 is also a decent option. He's averaging 13 points, which is about what he needs to give you to return value. Steph Curry's priced at 10,000. You want him to drop a 50 burger at that price point. Can he do it? You think he'd want to come out after that disappointing performance in game two after receiving his MVP trophy. He has had a couple of 50-point games, two of them. In the six playoff games, he's had two 50-point games. The other games, a 49, a 33, a 39, a 31. So it's obviously against the odds for him to get 50. So it makes me go, I don't know if I want to use Steph Curry. Mike Conley is priced at 5,800. He was great in game two. He's probably going to see a bigger minutes load here. I'm happy with using him at that price. Zach Randolph has played a lot better in this series than he did in the first round. 7,300, though, feels a little bit expensive. Another guy you can look at for a cheap salary is Sean Livingston at just 2,000. He's someone worth considering. Someone who I wouldn't probably consider is Klay Thompson at 7,300. That's just, it's too expensive for me. He hasn't really, look, the highest score he's put up is 40. And if you got 40, that would just give you enough value at that salary. I don't really love it at all. We're not using guys like Beno Udrih or Nikolaitis, who was even out of the rotation. Courtney Lee is someone to consider. He's been great. 3,900 is really cheap. He's averaging 22 points. If he averages 20, if he gives you another 22, that's definitely a great return on that sort of investment. So Courtney Lee is someone you can consider. And I don't hate Harrison Barnes at 4,300. There's a little bit of value in him, but he's never going to be a huge, huge scorer, I wouldn't have thought. All right, that does it for today's podcast. Thank you for listening, everybody. Make sure you check out me on all of those social media areas that I mentioned before. Subscribe on iTunes. Make sure you download the podcast as well. You know what? If you don't listen to every podcast, that's fine. Just download it every day. Get the download numbers up, and that really helps support the podcast. Hey, you know what? Download it on multiple things, on your phone, on your iPad, on your tablet, on your laptop, on your parents' laptop, whatever. Make sure you help to boost the numbers. Make sure you, it's Mother's Day tomorrow. Make sure all you guys, especially in Australia, in the States, it's not Mother's Day. For Mother's Day coming up, make sure you wish your mum a happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.